News. I'm Steve Miller. The United States raised tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports Friday, up from 10 to 25%. Economist Diane Swonk says President Trump's latest tariff hike on Chinese goods doesn't mean much.
There is a unique loophole that as they continue to negotiate, everything that's on the water as of yesterday is not getting tariffs. So we've got a day lag until they actually hit the tariffs, actually start hitting what's coming into the United States. And I think there's still hopes out there that they'll come to some kind of a deal before they actually make it from China to here.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang says Beijing hopes that the United States will meet them halfway in resolving the dispute. The missiles launched by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un look just like a controversial and widely copied missile the Russian military has deployed to Syria, according to a number of experts. VOA's Bill Gallo has these details about the latest launch.
It was the second time North Korea fired missiles in less than a week. South Korea's military said in a statement one of the projectiles traveled 420 kilometers and the other traveled 270 kilometers.
The recent test ended a pause in ballistic missile launches that began in late 2017 and alarming North Korea's neighbors. Kim personally supervised the launch of the first missile from the country's east coast on Saturday and two more from the west on Thursday. All the missiles splashed down in the Pacific. The United Nations Children Fund said on Friday a local militia group that supports the Nigerian government in the fight against Boko Haram insurgents has released nearly 900 children. UNICEF said the Civilian Joint Task Force released 894 children Friday in the northwestern town of Maiduguri. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning it may not be possible to contain Ebola to the two affected provinces in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo if violent attacks on health teams continue. The WHO said there now have been 1,069 deaths in the latest outbreak. The WHO also warned that Ebola response activities have been halted for 5 days because of insecurity in the region. The U.S. Africa Command said late Thursday an airstrike against the terrorist group has been conducted in Somalia Golis Mountains. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
According to U.S. military statement, the airstrike killed 13 Islamic State fighters. According to the statement, the U.S. military assessed no civilians were injured or killed as a result of the airstrike. AFRICOM said in April it had killed Abdul Hakim Dakub, an IS leader in Somalia. And another recent U.S.-launched strike killed 3 IS insurgents in Somalia. However, IS is not the only terrorist group in the region. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group remains a much larger presence in Somalia. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A top Iranian military commander is rejecting an invitation to discuss the current situation between Tehran and Washington from President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
With tensions growing between Washington and Tehran, the president made an offer of sorts yesterday.
I'd like to see them call me.
A top commander in Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard says that won't happen. An Iranian news agency quotes him as saying there will be no negotiations with America and that the U.S. would not dare take military action against Iran. Washington has sent an aircraft carrier to the region after what it said were threats against American interests. Some B-52 bombers arrived in the area yesterday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Syrian activists and state media say rebel groups are fighting back, trying to retake territory lost to government forces this week and their stronghold in the country's northwest. The latest wave of fighting began on April 30th, and the violence of the past week threatens to completely unravel a crumbling ceasefire agreement reached between Turkey and Russia in Sochi last September, which averted a potentially devastating assault by the Syrian government to retake the province. South Africa's ruling African National Congress maintained a narrow lead as vote counting neared its end on Friday, with what appeared to be a decisive surge for the party's most outspoken far-left challenger and a surprise uptick for a fringe party that has long lurked on the sidelines. This year's returns have given the ANC less than 60% of the vote nationally. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News. VOA.